Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Citizenship Question on 2020 Census conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question and answer session. Please note the conference may be recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Shin with the Leadership Conference. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Lynn, and thank you all for joining us today. On today's call, leading civil rights organizations and census experts will discuss the critical policy decisions affecting the 2020 census, including the Department of Justice's request to include a citizenship question in the upcoming census. And as you may know, the Census Bureau is required to submit to Congress the questions to be included in the 2020 census by April 1st. The experts on the call today will discuss their concerns with the proposed citizenship question and highlight how this question would be detrimental to a fair and accurate census. On the call, we will be hearing from Arturo Vargas, the Executive Director of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed, or NALEO Educational Fund, Vinita Gupta, President and CEO of the Leadership Conference Education Fund, and Terry Alminis, the Director of Census and Voting Programs at Asian Americans Advancing Justice. Also on the call, and will be available during the Q&A portion, is Terri Ann Lowenthal, the former Staff Director of the House Census and Population Subcommittee, and she's also a policy advisor to the Leadership Conference Education Fund. With that, let me turn it over to Arturo.
Thank you so much, and good afternoon or good morning to everybody on the call and joining us for this important discussion on amending the citizenship questionnaire at the 11th hour. The fact that any question is being considered to be added to the Census 2020 questionnaire is of grave concern, and in particular that it be a citizenship question only complicates this matter further. The fact is that the Census Bureau's efforts to carry out the 2020 census would be significantly undermined by adding a question, and in particular a citizenship question, at this moment. It would significantly increase costs and threaten an accurate census count. The Census Bureau conducts careful and costly research and testing over a period of many years to develop the census questionnaires. I am a member of the National Advisory Committee to the Census Bureau, the National Advisory Committee on Racial, Ethnic, and Other Population Groups, and have been observing the Census Bureau's preparations for the 2020 census. Since 2008. That's when the Census Bureau first began preparing for Census 2020. In fact, last week, the Census Bureau issued an announcement about the test that it is conducting in Providence, Rhode Island. This is the final test before the 2020 census. And in its announcement, the Census Bureau indicated that this test would help the Census Bureau validate its readiness for 2020 census operations, procedures, systems, and field infrastructure for once in a decade census that will happen in 2 years. This final test does not include a question on citizenship. So if the Census Bureau were to proceed with a citizenship question, it would proceed with absolutely no idea of what the impact will be on the field, on the questionnaire, on public response rates. Based on the experiences that the Bureau has already encountered in its intra-decennial censuses, we can expect that it will significantly depress response rates. A last-minute question would require redrafting of all design materials, adding unknown costs in design, labor, printing, which are not incidental. This would add a colossal amount of waste of taxpayer money. The American Sociological Association itself, among other organizations, has warned that adding a question risks undermining the accuracy of Census 2020 because the question cannot be subjected to rigorous testing in the time that is left between now and the Census 2020 itself. We call upon the Secretary of Commerce to reject this request. If he proceeds forward, it will likely face legal challenges in court and would further delay preparations for the Census Bureau. At this home stretch preparation for Census 2020, the Census Bureau needs to have complete certainty about the work it needs to carry out in Census 2020. The uncertainty that it has now, that a question that has not been tested would be added at the very last minute, will only further complicate and further undermine the Bureau's ability to conduct Census 2020, risking the accuracy of the count at the cost of millions of dollars to the taxpayers. I'll now turn this over to my colleague, Benita Gupta.
Thank you, Arturo. Thank you, everyone, for joining. I'm Benita Gupta, President and CEO of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. We're the nation's leading civil and human rights coalition of more than 200 national organizations working to build an America as good as its ideals. Today, I join Arturo and Terry in putting a simple question before Secretary Ross. Will you protect the integrity and accuracy of the 2020 census, or will you yield to political pressure and pollute the credibility and fairness of the census? I believe that Secretary Ross knows what the right answer is, but the question truly is whether he will be able to withstand the political pressure on this. Just 2 days ago at a House hearing, he testified understanding that the question is controversial and spoke to some of the measures that the Census Bureau is already taking to ensure that everyone in this country can be counted. We know how others in the Trump administration and Trump campaign would answer this question. In their letter to the Department of Commerce back in December, the Trump Justice Department officials claimed that this citizenship question is necessary to enforce the Voting Rights Act. And as someone who had the specific responsibility of enforcing the Voting Rights Act as the head of the DOJ Civil Rights Division from 2014 to 2017, I find this argument incredible really for two reasons. One is that this administration has been downright hostile to voting rights protections specifically and to civil rights overall. And so it's incredulous to think that they suddenly found religion on voting rights enforcement now. But more importantly, their argument is factually incorrect. It's morally bankrupt and it's legally wrong. The Justice Department does not need this question to enforce the civil rights protections or the Voting Rights Act. Since the enactment of the Voting Rights Act in 1965, the census has not included a question on citizenship on the form sent to all households. That's the short form of the census, which means that this data has never been necessary to enforce our civil and voting rights laws. Estimates of the citizen voting age population derived from the ongoing American Community Survey and the census long form before that have always been more than sufficient for civil rights and voting rights enforcement. And beyond our legal objections, this unnecessary question is going to cause panic and alarm. The question is unnecessarily intrusive and will raise concerns in all households, not only about the confidentiality of information that's provided to the government, but also how government authorities may use that information. And I think there's little question that right now there's a particular environment in which immigrant communities and traditionally hard-to-count communities are feeling a level of fear that is quite pitched right now. In fact, the Justice Department letter not only asked the Census Bureau to pose this question, they want this question on citizenship status on the short form, but it also says that the data collected from the new question will be used to draw maps for reapportionment. Now, to be clear, asking every household and every person in the country about their citizenship status in the current political environment is going to contribute undoubtedly to the climate of fear, and particularly when there really isn't any legal basis to do so. This is going to cause hundreds of thousands of people in our communities to avoid the census out of a real concern of being targeted by the administration. And in fact, new Census Bureau research already is ringing alarm bells about the growing reluctance of immigrant households to participate in any Census Bureau surveys, all due to the climate of fear that's been created by the Trump administration's anti-immigrant policies and rhetoric. And the civil rights community doesn't want that. We all have a stake, and there really truly is a bipartisan stake in getting and reaching a successful census. Our nation doesn't want that, and we don't believe that Secretary Ross wants that. But again, he's facing a simple question. Will he or won't he protect the integrity and credibility and success of the 2020 census? We hope that the Trump administration won't take this step, but the civil and human rights community will respond if it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vanita. Next, we'll hear from Terry Almanis with AAJC.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Terry Almenis, Director of Centers of Voting Programs for Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAJC, and I'm proud to be a part of this call today with partners who have equally worked tirelessly to ensure an accurate census count. Advancing Justice, AAJC, has served as a member to numerous advisory committees to the Census Bureau since 2000, including the National Advisory Committee on Racial, Ethnic, and Other Populations. We also currently co-chair the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights Census Task Force. Perhaps it is for these reasons that we feel the addition of a citizenship question betrays the trust of our organizations who have worked with the Census Bureau to ensure an accurate count of hard-to-count communities like Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. The Census Bureau and the Commerce Department would be throwing away all of that goodwill and partnership to serve a political agenda if they make the wrong decision on this. The Constitution mandates that all people in the U.S. must be counted, not just citizens. The citizenship question has not been asked in the past 50 years, and no basis has been provided for adding it now, as Vanita has discussed. In fact, the Census Bureau itself knows, based on its own research, that residents are fearful of responding to government surveys because of the current anti-immigrant environment. Make no mistake, immigrants and citizens who are immigrants in their households will be reluctant to participate in a census that asks about citizenship. The addition of a citizenship question will sabotage the 2020 census by chilling participation by communities that are currently under attack and who are being marginalized. And without an accurate count, valuable dollars that support immigrant and other communities of color may be lost. Minority communities will not be represented and served in the manner in which they are due. An inaccurate census count will be devastating to the Asian American community because, as a whole, Asian Americans are the newest Americans, with 92% of the community comprised of individuals who are foreign-born or are the children of immigrants. It is through the Census and American Community Survey data that we know that the Asian American population grew faster than any other racial group in the U.S., with a 46% increase between 2000 and 2010. We don't need a citizenship question. Six previous Census Bureau directors from Republican and Democratic administrations agree that such a question is unnecessary and counterproductive. More than 60 members of Congress have called on Secretary Ross to reject the inclusion of this question. 161 Democratic and Republican mayors, 19 state attorney generals, have also urged Secretary Ross to reject untested questions that would threaten census accuracies. Numerous businesses, community organizations, and think tanks, including the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, have explained the harm caused by an inaccurate census. For these reasons, we are committed to fighting against the addition of such a question at every turn. It is my hope that the Census Bureau will remain a partner and not become more adversarial to achieving a fair and accurate census count. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. And then, Lynn, can you tell folks how they can queue up for the Q&A?
At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star and 1 on your touch-tone telephone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone, and we'll pause a moment to allow the questions to queue.
Great. And thank you. And as a reminder, in addition to Arturo, Vanita, and Terry, on the call for Q&A is Terri Ann Lowenthal, the former staff director of the House Census and Population Subcommittee. All right. Let's take our first question.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone.
Okay. All right. Well, if anyone does have any follow-up questions, if anyone does have any follow-up questions for any of the speakers, please feel free to contact us at 202-869-0398. Once again, 202-869-0398, or email us at press@civilrights.org. Thank you all for joining us today.